Hello, this is Susan Kaplan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine. Who am I speaking with right now?
Oh, this is Captain David Hankins with the 60th Ordnance Company.
Absolutely, yes. I am excited to be able to speak to you. I know we have limited time, so if you can hold one more second.
Okay.
Are you still there?
I am still here.
Wonderful. Okay. First of all, where are you right now?
I am currently at Cobb Adder in Iraq.
And I'm sorry to be so ignorant, but where is that?
Oh, that is in southern Iraq. If you look at a map, it's about a third of the way from the Kuwaiti border up to Baghdad.
Okay. Can you tell me what it is you're doing there now?
I'm with the 60th Ordnance Company. We are responsible for managing all of the ammunition supply throughout Iraq.
I didn't know what an ordnance supply, I didn't know what that meant. So is that a phrase, and that always means that providing ammunition?
Or correct.
Okay. How were you involved in the promotion is it Sergeant Rudd now, or is he having...
It is Staff Sergeant Rudd now.
Okay.
I was involved because we were given an opportunity to nominate one soldier for promotion under the battlefield promotion system. And as we looked across the company, we decided that Sergeant Rudd was definitely the most qualified that we had for the promotion. And so I, along with my first sergeant, put together the promotion packet and submitted that up through our chain of command.
My understanding is what is the battlefield promotion, and it existed for a while and it started up again? Is that what I...
Well,
is that right?
Battlefield promotions were actually fairly common back in a long time ago, like World War II. However, in recent history, they have not been utilized. It was re-implemented back, I believe it was the beginning of this year, and what makes a battlefield promotion different from a regular promotion is it merely requires nomination and approval from the chain of command, whereas for a regular promotion, a soldier has to have a certain amount of points gained through, scoring high on the PT test, going to classes and school and other such things that they will accumulate points, and when they reach a certain cutoff, they get promoted.
So it doesn't mean literally a promotion that occurs while you're on the battlefield. Or does it?
Because it can only take place in a combat zone, such as Iraq or Afghanistan.
Well, that is different. And so before this, there were no other ways for those promotions to occur in a combat zone? Before that reinstated?
Correct. In a combat zone, they just went through their standard promotion, which actually most soldiers still do go through the standard promotion procedures, whether deployed or not.
You are now in Iraq, and when we talk about those of you who are continuing to be there, as you know, there's been a tremendous focus now on Afghanistan, attention has turned. How do you feel that has changed what you do now?
Well, the focus for us over the last year and for the unit replacing us over the next year has been retrograde. So we're just focusing on getting all of the equipment and soldiers out of Iraq, and a lot of what we're retrograding is actually going to the effort in Afghanistan.
Oh, so you are part of the transition.
Correct.
Is that right? I'm so sorry. It's so hard to understand from a non-military point of view, and I never quite know what... I just want to make sure I know what you're talking about.
That's fine.
Okay, so as opposed to the group of people who are going to be there on whatever basis afterwards, you are part of this transition, and so Right, because I would imagine the transportation issues and getting supplies, et cetera, to Afghanistan is pretty complex.
Roger, yes. At least in the ammunition arena, we will frequently receive shipping directives saying, okay, Afghanistan needs, you know, this particular ammunition. Instead of trying to get it from the United States, they'll say, well, you have this here in Iraq, you don't need it anymore, and you're closer, so we will ship it direct from you to Afghanistan.
Fantastic. Captain Hankins, is it Hankins?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Is it possible to pass the phone, because I know I have limited time.
Not a problem.
Okay, to Staff Sergeant Rudd. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Hold on.
Hello there.
Hey, it's a Western Mass person.
It sure is.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, and congratulations. When did you find out about this promotion? I know you were. Were you home recently?
I was back home earlier this year, around February.
Right. Okay. So maybe the press that's come out has been while you're still over there. So can you tell me how you feel? What you feel you did to earn this promotion, and also let's just start with that.
Okay. My job right now, originally my job in the Army is I am an MBC NCO, that is nuclear, biological, and chemical. So I make sure that everyone in my unit is prepared and knows how to survive if we have any of those types of attacks. And also, I'm a direct advisor to the commander if any of those were to happen. But right now, I'm currently wearing a couple hats. Right now, I'm also the supply sergeant for our unit. So I order all the supplies that our assets need in our company, and also make sure that all of the property in our unit is signed for and accountable for at all times.
So when your family is obviously proud, and those of us in Western Massachusetts, of your accomplishment, I'm sure, and you are now in Iraq after much of us have a sense here at home in the United States that that everything has turned to, and that the most dangerous work in some ways has turned to Afghanistan. Is it different for you now?
In some sort of way, it is. Now that the combat mission is technically over, now the focus is on trying to mainly get out of Iraq and push all of our assets, available assets, up to Afghanistan, because right now they are currently pretty much needing everything that we are drawing down on with. And my family was definitely proud and surprised when I told them about the promotion. I actually didn't even tell my wife a couple days after I found out about it, just to make sure that it did go through. I didn't want to get her hopes up for nothing, just in case.
I know that
I actually found out before I was supposed to. So I didn't want to say anything to her until I actually got the actual word that it was going to happen.
And
so yes, she was definitely very excited.
I'm sure. Do you feel like the people that you deal with, the Iraqis that you deal with, are treating you differently or have a different sense of relationship to what you're doing than now that the so-called official part of the combat part is over?
Well, we physically don't interact with them. That's not part of our mission as a company right now. We mainly, our job here is just basically running the ammunition point here in Iraq. So we don't really, we're not really running any missions or having any interaction with local internationals from Iraq right now. So it's kind of hard to answer that one.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Veterans Day is coming up, and I have no idea how active service military deals with Veterans Day. Does anything? What happens on Veterans Day in Iraq or wherever you've been in the past?
Well, Veterans Day is for us. That's just another proud day for us, especially for those who have served. Especially when you're at home, it's a whole another story because you're able to interact with people that are not in the service. But when we're over here, it's still it's another day for us. But it's a special day because we know that we're veterans and we're not the only veterans. We're also proud of all the other veterans that are back at home.
But it is really business as usual, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's sort of something maybe to look forward to, you know, the celebration.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those holidays that we all look forward to.
Okay, terrific. Well, thank you very much for your time. Be well. Congratulations. And come home safely.
We look forward to it, and thank you very much.
Okay. Goodbye. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.